This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois.
To the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. If you've got time, go and give us a follow on Twitter at Lyle Swithenbank is me, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, at Ethos Pelicans is the show. Loving the support and the growth, and big month again. People are tuning back in. I think the January lull that happens every year, the grind, is in the rearview mirror. We're heading into the All-Star break, and CJ McCollum has fit in seamlessly. I tell you what, game number 3, and the Pelicans have taken on a pretty hot Raptors team, winning 8 of their last 9, but now 8 of their last 10 after the Pelicans rout the Raptors 120-90 in front of a Valentine's Day Smoothie King Center. And, 1 for all the lovers out there. We gave them an absolute shellacking from pillar to post, wire to wire, siren to siren, whatever you want to say. We absolutely flogged the living daylights out of them. Behind some hot shooting, some great passing, and real team effort. So we're going to break that all down and what the impact means for this team going forward. So, firstly, we'll go to the quarter-by-quarter breakdown, and this really does highlight how good the Pelicans were for the whole game. Every time the Raptors tried to get a bit of a run on, we slapped them back down, whether that was the starters, whether that was the bench, and really impressive that we managed to do that against a really hot side, as I said. Now, the Pelicans jumped out to a really fast start. At one point, it was we were up by 12 or so points, ended the quarter 12 points up, 29-17 in that first quarter, and we looked hot. We only missed one of our first 5 shots and continued to really just roast them from pillar to post, as I said. Now, 31-27, Toronto respond. We play a lot of the bench in the second quarter, but regardless, you know, they were just fantastic. A lot of different lineups went deep into the bench. Tony Snell got his first run in this game, and he was effective. And it was really good to see that Willie, recognizing that he's got that back-to-back, the tough game against the Memphis Grizzlies tomorrow, that we pull that in and get all hands on deck. Now, going into the half, and this has been a really big criticism, I suppose, of the Pelicans in the recent couple of games, is that coming out of the starting gates and also out of the halftime, we've been really slow, and that seemed to be where we give the game away. Not in this game. We end up coming out with a 7-0 run, really just go ballistic against them, drop 34 to their 25, and kept them relatively quiet, making them turn the ball over. They were missing shots, keeping them out of the paint. Yeah, they love an offensive rebound, but, you know, the Pels did really well to try to limit that. And off those offensive rebounds, limiting the good shots. You know, typically, if you get an offensive rebound, it's kicked back out for a 3 or an easy dunk, and, you know, they get a 2 or a 3, and all of a sudden, it's almost like points off turnovers because you're giving them a second go at it. Instead, we managed to limit that, which was great. So, the final quarter, 26-21. We had the, well, they started the quarter with the deep bench, and you know, Brandon Ingram didn't have to see the floor again, despite nearly registering his first career triple-double. We managed to keep him on ice, and after the game, he also commented on that and said, well, you know, I'd rather be having a rest and being fresh for the next game. Perhaps he gets one against the Memphis Grizzlies. We don't know, but he was fantastic. We go to the team stats overall. 58% from the field as a team. Unbelievable. So proud of the guys. 45 of 77 shots to their 29 of 95, 30% for the whole game. And as you can see, 95 shots to 77, that came from their offensive rebounds, second chances. And, you know, luckily we managed to contain them. And a lot of their made shots actually came off those second chances. So managed to really contain that and make their night difficult in the Smoothie King Center. It was rocking, which was fantastic. 8 of 34, 23% from their three-point distance and their attempts. And we had 45%, 16 of 35, which, you know, CJ was hitting threes. Devontae hit a three. Garrett Temple hit a couple. Snell hit a couple. GC was good. And everyone was sort of lighting it up from outside, which, you know, in the modern NBA, that's what you need. You need to be able to contribute from that. Now, the Raptors are also helped out from the free throw line. 31 of 24, 31 attempts, 77 to our 16. You know, that's the second game in a row that we've been pretty hammered on the free throws. And, you know, probably all year we've had the short end of the stick for the most part on the free throws. And despite the refs' best efforts, they just couldn't even the game up that much. Now, this is the stark number, 36-8, and that's assists. The Raptors had 8 assists for the whole game to our 36. 36 on 45 made shots. You know, season high for the Pelicans, fantastic effort, and really impressive from the guys to be able to move the ball, let the ball do the hard work. And that's what Willie Green's been talking about, this 0.5 offense, and it really clicked. And it was defense to offense. You know, we defend at one end, cause the turnover, and, you know, they have 6 turnovers for the night, but they have a lot of bad missed shots. So you get that rebound, and you leg it up the court, you're disruptive, you know, you make it hard on them, and it makes it score, makes it easier to score. Tough shot leading to easy offense, quick offense, transition offense, which you love to see. So really impressive win. Rebounds, we won that. Offensive rebounds, 19-4. They had 19 offensive rebounds. They only had 25 defensive rebounds, pardon me. And so, you know, that's where they get their points from. As I said, you know, that's unbelievable to get 19 offensive rebounds but only have 25 defensive. And all credit to the Pels for containing that. Pels end up with 43 defensive rebounds and only 4 offensive rebounds. So it happens when you hit your shots. Turnovers, as I said, 13-6. We turned the ball over a lot towards the end of the game, and just when we forced it. But, you know, points off turnovers, only, well, we got 13 to their 7. So really limited that, which you love to see. So all in all, really fantastic win as a team. And we're going to break down the box score now. So over at the Raptors, Pascal Siakam and Fred VanVleet were their two bright sparks with 18 and 20 points respectively. But again, bad percentages. 36% for Siakam, 40 for VanVleet. And he looked hobbled. He was limping up and down the court. Really didn't do that well. Gary Trent Jr., who's been on absolute tear, we held to 2 of 15 shooting, which is a big, big deal because he's been their spark plug. You know, he's been really great offensively, and to make sure that he only hit a couple of shots for the whole night, well, you'll live with that. Ananobi, 3 points. Barnes, 5 points. And they actually went with no center. They just played small, basically. They had Scotty Barnes playing on Jonas, and Jonas feasted on him, which you love to see. Boucher off the bench with 15. No one else really did much either. Now, over to our guys. That's who we want to hear about. CJ, 23 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 9 of 13 shooting, 5 of 8 from 3. Couple of juicy transition threes, which you love to see. And I don't think we've had that for a long time. Devontae Graham maybe earlier in the season, but he's cooled off a little bit in recent times. Brandon Ingram, 10 points. Quite low, you'd say, but 11 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 4 of 7 shots. He only attempted 4 for the whole night. And it felt like he absolutely dominated. He was seeing everything. He was doing no-look passes. He was feasting. And it shows that, you know, he can get his whenever he wants. But to make everyone else better, that's so important. And that creation from him has just been so good. And the ball movement was. You could have set it to music, honestly, at times. It was fantastic. JV just missed out on his double-double. 18 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists as well. Herb Jones, 11 points, 1 rebound, 5 assists. DG, only 3 points. His shot was still struggling. 1 of 5 on the night, but 3 rebounds, 4 assists as well. And just about everyone that played had an assist, which you just love to see. Jackson Hayes off the bench was solid with 14 points. Gary Clark, 6 points, a couple of 3-pointers. And Jose Alvarado in 15 minutes, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists. Gary Temple had 11. He had 8 straight points in that fourth quarter to really put them to the sword and make sure that any momentum that they thought they could get was snuffed out. A couple of 3-pointers after struggling for the last few games. So it was good to see. Tony Snell in his first action as a Pelican was good, defended really well, 8 points, couple of 3-pointers. And Billy and Najee and Trey got in at the end of the game. And, you know, Najee was solid with 8 points. Couple of turnovers, but he was just trying to earn some minutes, I think, because he was playing out of his skin, hit a couple of good threes, and, all in all, I can't fault anyone. Everyone was just good. You know, Devontae Graham, okay, we can hammer him because his shot wasn't falling, but he was facilitating. He was still stretching the floor by having that presence. You know, guys would have to guard him because he can make that three, and they know that if he gets hot, he can burn you. People don't have, like, short memories. They remember when guys are a threat. That's part of the scouting report. And, you know, you've got to respect his shot. What I did like was the different lineups that we saw. We started with the same guys we had the last few games, but then subbing to Jackson and put him in at the four, you know, stagger that DG and CJ minutes. Brandon Ingram gets to have a rest, and you've still got CJ McCollum on, you've still got JV on, all of these long athletic wings who can really defend and shoot the three, and I don't think we could talk about this team as being as deep as it has been in a number of years. This is just, you know, we've still got Larry Nance to come back, you've still got Zion to come back, and all of a sudden this team is just stacked. I don't care about any of this carry-on about cap space or anything like that. That's completely a non-factor to me. I don't care. This team is absolutely stacked, and it showed what we can do at our very best, missing a couple of key guys down the stretch, you know, missing Zion and Larry Nance. As I said, these guys are going to be part of what we're building here. So really impressive win, and hopefully we can carry that into the Grizzlies game. You know, we've beaten them a fair few times recently. They're a much improved side, so we can't write them off, but we just got to play together, move the ball, and it'll come together. So really impressed with the guys. And before I do my key takeaways, we are going to, that's right, thank the sponsors. So mybookie.ag, use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up. Get yourself a deposit match bonus. You know, gambling, you can do it now in Louisiana. So treat yourself. Why not? But do it responsibly, because why would you want to throw all your hard-earned money away on betting when you could spend it on yourself? Anyway, or you could go and spend it over at manscaped.com. That's probably even a better one. Use the code HOOPBALL20 at checkout. That'll give you free shipping and 20% off, which we love. Now, also use or head over to expressvpn.com/hoopball. Protect your privacy online. You get an extra bonus 3 months on top of the 12-month subscription. So if you go to that website, expressvpn.com/hoopball, get yourself, 12 months plus a bonus 3 months. You can use it on whatever you want, Netflix or League Pass, all of those sort of carry-on. That'll mask your self online, you know, protect yourself. Don't let people steal all your data. So enjoy that. And of course, go and support ThriveFantasy.com, our daily fantasy partner at Sports Ethos. Use the code ETHOS when you sign up. Get yourself a 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit, up to $100 plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. Score points when your props hit, and the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. While you're there, check out our DFS team, Sports Ethos DFS team, or podcast for advice on the winners. Again, that code is ETHOS at ThriveFantasy.com. And follow at Ethos Fantasy on BK for all of your fantasy and basketball news. It is the most dominant and fastest news feed that there is in the world, probably. So go and follow that at Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. Tell them Lyle sent you, and they'll shrug their shoulders and say thanks for the follow.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
News just in. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and money line.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.
So, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Lyle here. We're going to break down the 3 key takeaways from that dominant display against the Toronto Raptors. Number 1, Brandon Ingram as facilitator is something else. You know, there was a bit of criticism over the last couple of games. Well, not so much criticism, just like a noticeable reduction in his assist numbers. They dropped down, and perhaps that was getting used to playing with the new guys, but CJ McCollum and not having Josh Hart or not having Nikhil alongside him. But that was back in spades in this. He did everything that you could ask from a leader. He didn't need to take over scoring because other guys were doing that. It's not that he couldn't or he was off his rhythm. He shot very well. He shot 4 of 7. But that creation, there was lookaway passes, there was hockey assists, there was that ability to draw the two defenders and then finding the right man. He was everywhere. And I love this version of Brandon Ingram where he knows that he can score 30 if he needs. He can score 35 if he needs to. But he can also go and get you that near on triple-double and trust his teammates. And that is the sign of a true all-star, when someone can recognize that perhaps getting everyone else involved leads to team success. And that's that is the sign of a really improving and true leader. So big props to BI on this game. The numbers, while the scoring numbers don't jump off the page, the overall game and the impact that he had on this, he was absolutely dominant. He destroyed them in this game. So all credit to BI on this one. And, you know, for the guys hitting their shots when it was their turn to catch the ball from BI, they made it and they made the right decision. So all credit to them. Pity we didn't get the triple double, but again, having the whole fourth quarter off is good for the legs. You know, only playing 28 minutes, it was great. All the starters were below 30, besides CJ, who played 31. But you know, he's still getting his legs under him, so he can have a rest when the All Star break comes. Now, key takeaway number 2 is the depth of this team is something that we haven't seen before. As I said before the break, there's no Zion, there's no Larry Nance. We're still, you know, Kyra Lewis Jr. is not playing, he's out for the season. You go down this line, all of these guys can play basketball. And you get a couple of guys back. You get Zion back. You get Larry Nance back. We make some absolute problems for the guys down the stretch. In the West, it is going to be really tough to guard this team. And it's going to be really hard to score against them as well because the defense is there. There's a whole heap of defensive-minded guys who look fantastic, that want to play together, that have bought into the system. And I might, you know, I think it is time that you can be happy about this team, be excited for the team. And, you know, we need to go back and listen to the podcast from the first 12 games, or the first 13 games, you know. When we were 1-12 or 3-16, we listened to that first portion and guys were battling, but we weren't getting the wins. Those are translating now and you can see what Willie's ethos is on it all, what his mentality is, what his strategy is, and it's coming to fruition. And as the pieces assimilate and continue to grow and continue to play together, these new guys, this team is going to be pretty hard to beat. You know, we did that to the Raptors, to a great side with a full team. They didn't have any guys out and we absolutely pantsed them. You know, that's really impressive. So I'm excited for this team. And finally, the third key takeaway is that CJ McCollum is just really, really freaking good at basketball. You know, I've watched a lot of Blazers basketball throughout the journey and, you know, he is... It was always a fantastic basketballer. He has been, and you know the big criticism was that, you know, playing alongside Dame, how far could they take it? Being a couple of undersized guards or undersized, you know, still 6'3", 6'4", but the defensive limitations were there, and you can understand it. You know, these are two offensively minded guys. Their whole strategy there under Terry Stotts was to shoot threes and to shoot a shit ton of them. You know, and make a lot of them. And they'd just blitz teams off high pick and rolls. You'd have Nurk that just rolls to the basket. And they'd just launch threes. And they've had that strategy for a long time. You know, now that it was the changing of the guard, Chauncey Billups comes in. A bit of a retooling and trading all the guys. You know, we get a guy that has the ability to shoot at all three levels. We get a guy that has led from the front. A guy that's seen a lot of things. You listen to CJ speak and you get a true veteran. A true leader and a true, you know, he might not have been ever named to an all-star, an all-star team, but, you know, he is one. He's a leader of the Players Association. That's the definition of a star. This guy literally leads by example. He goes out there, he gets his, you know, he shot 9 of 13, 69%, 5 of 8 from 3, no turnovers, plus 24 on the night. I mean, come on, what more do you want from the fella? 23 points. A dabbling of everything. And, you know, he's a great addition. And while, you know, Josh Hart is balling out for Portland, and if anything, he's balling out a little bit too much because he keeps winning games and they've jumped over us after our loss to San Antonio. You know, these guys were used to improve the team. And at the end of the day, the team needs to be doing its winning. And if that means getting top-level talent in place of some key guys, well, that's what you have to do, and that's the hard decisions that we have to make. We miss Josh, we miss Nikhil, but, you know, CJ McCollum is just fantastic. He's really good at basketball, and we're pretty lucky to have him in New Orleans. So, looking forward to seeing what he can do there. So, all in all, fantastic win. We take on a scrappy Memphis Grizzlies team tomorrow. We'll break that game down after we have watched it. We've got to contain Ja Morant. We've got to stop these guys shooting threes. They've been very, very good. They've only dropped 18 games all year. And, you know, they're 40-18 on the season. So we need to really slow them down. But anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. I will speak to you soon. As always, I am Lyle Swithenbank. This is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Stay safe, look after yourselves, and bye for now.
Thank you.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
News just in. Bet365 is now live in Illinois.
That's right. Join Bet365 today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet $5, win or lose.
That's amazing.
That's for sure. With Bet365, you can bet on the spread, totals, and money line.
Well, there you have it, Illinois. Download the Bet365 app and get your $150 in bonus bets today.
And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Illinois. T's and C's apply.